With STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Another Libertarian candidate is announcing his bid for governor for the 2018 election. Steve Novotny of Winter says he's a lifelong Republican who recently registered as an independent. He says corruption in South Dakota has gotten out of hand. Novotny says he'll offer something the three major party candidates will not.
Between the three of them, they'll spend close to $5 million to get a job that pays $100,000 a year. Logically, that makes no sense. All it is an influence game and a prestige game. I'm not into that. I'm into making the people in South Dakota more money in their pocket and the people in government listening to them and doing what they say instead of telling them what to do.
Novotny will seek the Libertarian Party's nomination for governor against Eureka resident C.J. Abernathy on Saturday. Novotny and Abernathy have until April 24th to file petitions with the Secretary of State's office. Neither have been certified for the ballot yet. Attorney General Marty Jackley and Congresswoman Kristi Noem are seeking the GOP bid. State Senator Billy Sutton is running as the candidate for the Democratic Party. Workers are making progress on several large construction projects in Sioux Falls. Three sites that total $207 million have been busy all winter. Officials say each project is on schedule or close to it. Leaders with Avera Health say a major construction job on the southwest side of Sioux Falls is ahead of schedule. Gage Brothers officials say they should start installing equipment at a precast concrete production facility in Sioux Falls later this month. They're hoping to start mixing concrete by the end of July. Another large project, the Windchill Refrigerated Warehouse, is set to open in the month of May. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light snow in and around the Black Hills today. Highs in the 30s, 40s to near 50. Mostly clear in the southwest tonight. Mostly cloudy up in the northeast. Lows from 20 to 30 degrees. We have additional news for you at listen.stpb.org. This is STPB News.